Will you join me doing the sponsors, Aaron?
I will.
We're not sponsored by vapes anyway.
We should be though.
Listen, you know the crack, guys. I just want to say a quick shout out to our main sponsor for a full decade now, manscaped.com. You got two things guaranteed in life. Death, taxes, and I meant to say three.
That's three.
And the third one is you gotta shave that bag, man.
Yeah.
If you're gonna show anyone your genitals, at least have the decency to have them well groomed.
Yeah. You don't want to be scooping out a hairy bag.
You do not want to just be pulling out. This thing just looks like it's been rolling around the floor in the back of your car for months with fucking bits and hair all stuck to it. You want it trimmed down. I think all hair in your body should be trimmed.
Mm-hmm. Have you noticed a significant difference in your bag since using the Manscaped product?
Yeah. Well, you see, this is a tricky
subject. Have you horny goat?
This is have you noticed the difference in my bag? Yeah, well, he doesn't have that rash on his chin anymore.
That'd be a funny video. Is it? He just had testimonials, but it was all about your bag.
Yeah. He was a changed man after Manscaped stepped in. Honest to God. Fantastic. Yeah, I mean, we've been over this before. My actual bag, not overly hairy.
Yes.
But the pubic triangle does get a working over with the Lawnmower 4.0.
Shout out to the pubic triangle in Edinburgh. We got to go.
Shout out to it.
I was trying to see what that buffet was like.
We'll get there later. So yeah, manscaped.com. Get the care package, guys. It's 110 quid. And if you use the code GEMBAM1, you get 20% off. So you're talking, what are you talking like?
They're fucking giving it away.
You're talking like 26, 27 pound off.
You can't put a price in a smooth bag.
But you know, it's a premium product. It's the best ball shaver in the world. GEMBAM1, 20% off. Get someone a gift for their birthday. And it's called Manscaped, but let's face it, it should be called Pubescaped.
Yeah.
You know, you can take this to your pubic triangle if you happen to identify as a lady.
Yes.
With a hairy bushel.
Mm.
Okay. Manscaped.com. Use the code GEMBAM1 for 20% off. Shout out to Manscaped. We are now in direct talks with our second sponsor, the Calm App.
Yeah.
The Calm App. The Calm App is just the very best app when it comes to mental well-being. And I will turn that off because that's making me not calm. That's making me fucking raging.
Yes.
So the Calm App, yeah, it's got everything in there. It's got guided meditations. We should have some ambient sounds on this. It's got guided meditations. It's got breathing exercises. Do you ever get a bit anxious before a gig, Aaron?
Yes.
Get on the breathing thing, you know, 6 seconds in, hold it, 6 seconds out. For 6 minutes, you'll be a new woman. They've got adult bedtime stories.
A new woman with a smooth bushel.
Yeah, if you're taking on both sponsors.
Yeah, which you should.
And if you go to calm.com, use code BANTER, you get 40% off your yearly subscription.
Sure, here.
And if that doesn't make... What makes you more calm than discount?
Viscounts.
Viscount, discount, you know? So yeah, the Calm App, guys, you can have adult nighttime stories read by celebrities. You know, I'll go to sleep some nights and Maureen's listening to Matthew McConaughey just going, well, hello there. Isn't it a shame they shoot up school somehow? You know, all that stuff. So calm.com, use code BANTER.
Also, Calm, if you're listening to this, please get in talks with D-O-double-D himself, Daniel O'Donnell.
Daniel O'Donnell.
As I feel like he'd be perfect for this app.
Yeah. Let's start the podcast.
The General Banter Vape. Podcast. Vape.
Yeah.
Yeah, right on bit.
Right on the bit, sir. Yeah, Daniel O'Donnell on a Calm App is an absolute no-brainer.
Oh, why? Most calming voice, most soothing voice of any man that's ever existed.
Is that your way to sleep now? Is it? Oh, dear, you wouldn't be. You know, it'd be a shame if your hand drifted south there, wouldn't it?
Let go of all them worries.
Let go of her. Picture them in a balloon full of helium. And leaving this away. Earth and drifting away on into the sky.
Magellan's got the fray on.
Magellan's got the fray on.
Cause we're moving outside.
You go for a nice solid 9 hour sleep and picture waking up to the smell of hot bangers. Hot sausages rolling around the pan. Fat spitting off it.
Sizzling.
The toast's on. What's that I smell? Cappuccino?
Dermona.
Her. Oh, geez, the curry meats dripping through the sourdough.
Her not even in the fridge. The knife could just slip right through her.
Oh, God, it'd be sacrilege to put the curry meat in the fridge.
Room
now.
Temperature butter.
Oh, God, you get you wipe the bread right on it. Unbelievable. Now go on, you to sleep there. And another thing, how's your mother doing? And we get to the point where you're like, Danny, we shut the fuck up. And here anyway, I was talking to your uncle the other day. He was in bad humour now.
Yeah.
He'd lost a lack of ewes up in the field there. Daniel, you pack it in. And in 1991, I remember running into Dolly at the back of the smoking area of this festival. And she was for selling me yolks. And I wouldn't be taking yolks a lot now. But I knew, because she's multi-millionaire.
Yeah.
She'd have the good gear.
Is any wonder she's working 9 to 5?
Working 9 to 5. She's putting in the overtime. You know, Jolene did nothing wrong, but she's off her head on gear. And she's delusional. She was for killing Jolene. And to be honest with you, that's about the height of my knowledge when it comes to Dolly Parton songs.
Yeah, 9 to 5 and Jolene.
Aye, but I'll let you go anyway. You're looking to go to sleep, is it?
Shout out to D-O-Double-D, man. What a guy.
What a guy. Tell me that story about when your father passed away there. I can't even believe it's a real story. Some of those stories surrounding your dad's funeral, I can't even believe.
Yeah, the day after dad passed, like, we were all in the fucking wake room and, you know, didn't really know how to be in that environment. Never been in it before. I just felt really weird and I was like, I need to get the fuck out of here. And the phone rang and then I was like, I'll go up and answer this just to fucking get out of here for a second. And I picked up the phone. And first voice that I heard was just, Aaron, it's Daniel Donnell here. I'm awfully sorry to hear about your daddy. And I was like, the guy's voice was that soothing, I forgot who was dead.
You're like, what happened to my dad?
Ah, oh, fuck!
I like the way he's like, I'm awfully sorry to hear about your daddy.
An absolute gentleman.
Could you call in? Like, I reckon you could just ring and be like, I'm calling around. It's P.O.'s lad here.
Tell him, Jack, get the kettle on.
He'd be like, not to worry. The butter's dripping off the table. We're ready for guests 24/7. But I said that, and I was like, did he pick up the phone and be like, hello, it's Daniel. Who would I be speaking to? And he's like, no, he just immediately knew it was him. And I was joking, like, well, as soon as he answered the phone there and it sounded like a frantic seagull. I knew that was you, Aaron.
That could only be Peo's youngest.
Peo's youngest, the foghorn McCann. As soon as that phone clicked and all I heard was, meow! I knew that was Aaron. For my way to the doctor tomorrow for a ruptured eardrum, because fuck me. You might want to put a pop shield in that telephone. Because I'm fucking deaf over here. You're awfully loud for a man of his father's wake now. Take it easy now, because, you know, does everybody have a hearing aid in that household? It's me, Daniel.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Like, if Nicholas picked up the phone, would he be like, well, Nicholas, or what?
No, I probably would.
Would he?
I think he would.
Well, he's fucking just sitting there with the internet open, all the research done. That's incredible.
Yeah, he's a G.
Was he at the funeral?
He was. He sang it.
He sang it? What did he sing?
There's like a song they have whenever like someone that was in the show band scene passes and they sing this song. I can't remember the name of it though.
We'll play a bit of it now.
What?
Is it rude for me to just plug this in right now? That'll sound good. So this is Daniel O'Donnell at Peo McCann's funeral. Break your fucking face tonight. Give me some break. He was angry.
Is that oxygen? Did she do an oxygen documentary? Fuck Woodstock.
Daniel O'Donnell does Limp Bizkit. I would pay.
I always joke, take my PIN number. Take everything I have.
Like a fucking change.
Yeah.
Yeah, sure.
Give me something to break. What about your fucking face?
It's just one of them days where you wake up in wild bad humour and you just want to break something.
I've got a chainsaw. Motherfucking chainsaw. I'll skin your arse right, I tell you. And if my day keeps carrying on like this,
you just locked up next lane and get fucked up.
Daniel O'Donnell is more hardcore than Fred Durst. Fred Durst is like a fucking, you know, just like a 13-year-old whose parents just got divorced.
It is weird listening to that music nowadays and being like, oh yeah, this guy's 36 making songs for like angsty teens.
Yeah.
Weird to like
someone just like, do you ever, you know, all that fucking what's his fucking intro to this? He's like, do you ever have that bullshit?
Perfect. Perfect. How many people here ever woke up one morning and just decided it wasn't one of those days and you're gonna break some shit?
I'm 36!
Well, this is one of them days, yo.
He ruins that band, doesn't he? It's fucking, you know, it's lit.
Man, do you ever just go to do a kickflip and snap your skateboard? And you gotta wait till the end of the month till your mama buys you another one.
He definitely has like someone like writing him relatable lines for teenagers.
Yeah.
Man, you ever wake up your fucking Tamagotchi dead?
He's a fucking old black woman now.
My name's Fred Durst, I'm this bitch. You ever put your cartridge in your N64 and that motherfucker doesn't work? You got a blow in it. You scrape your PlayStation game, no matter how much you rub it, shit don't work. Mama, take me to Argos. I'm about to break some shit.
Cat Williams.
Do you ever lose your fitted LA cap? I'm Fred Durst. Did your mom ever come in and be like, time for school, motherfucker? And you're like, fuck you, bitch. Your mother ever get the chicken dirty lunchable instead of the ham one? You're like, bitch, what is this?
Give me something to break.
And that, for the record, is me attempting to do Fred Durst, yeah, but failing.
Yeah.
So don't come for me. Don't at me.
He's quite literally just fucking, like, looks like me, right? You know, like, he looks like a fucking 35-year-old guy.
Yeah.
Just giving off about young people shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Do you ever get a flat tire on your BMX? You see the flashing lights in your health bar? You think, man, I'm about to break some fucking face tonight.
Give me a song to break. No wonder your dude paints his face. He's like, I'm not in this band. Fucking hell. I don't want anyone to stop me in the street and be like, do you play guitar in Limp Bizkit? He's like, nah, bro.
We should do a Limp Bizkit cover band at the lead singles. Give me something to vape.
Give me something to vape.
And that's that fucking grape. Woodstock 99, you ever go to buy an L4 and they don't have your flavor? And you grab that 60-year-old bitch behind the counter.
Geraldine!
And Geraldine, give me some bread!
And that's fucking Geraldine!
Do you have a tombstone, Geraldine, through the fucking the buns? They got that table with the buns.
Niall came out with a pot of the fridge as well with Pablo Elfbar. Do you mind that?
And then I also said it weeks later thinking I was a genius. And then he's like, here, I said that. And I was like, motherfucker.
Harvard reference, Zors, 2022.
Break some shit. You feel me?
Do you reckon he just goes backstage and he takes all that shit off, puts on just a nice sweater and puts his reading glasses on?
Yeah. Resumes oil boy mode.
There was a bit where like he was talking in this documentary and he's, you know, like backstage and he's got the Rolex on. You know, can't hide the wealth now.
Do you ever skateboard so much you rip the stitching on your etnies?
That's nice.
What a brand.
Now, true or false, everybody in that era played guitar with their feet pointing in.
Wait, what do you mean? Like they were nervous on the first date?
Yeah.
But that tweet I seen the other day where it was like,
music for date rapists.
Now that's what I call date rapists, volume one. But it was like,
some cat.
It was like, if your music taste was shaped by early 2000s wrestling pay-per-views.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's so true. Then I went a real binge of like, Drowning Pool.
Oh yeah. It's a bit like Tony Hawk. You know, you fucking,
oh yeah,
you play that and then you age out of it and then you fucking 20 years go by and you're like, I'm back in. I listen to all that shit regularly. Yeah.
You're 36 listening to CKY.
Yeah, I'm on fucking Amazon going, can I buy a Rage Against the Machine t-shirt at my age? Is that
96 Butter Beans?
Oh, I know that. Yeah, I thought that sounded like some kid's TV program. Ding, ding. Give me something to vape. Welcome back to We Just Watch Music Videos.
CKY stood for Camp Kill Yourself. Did you know that? You know that tonight? Pub quiz.
So did you watch Woodstock 99?
Yeah.
What was your overriding feeling?
I'd love to have been there.
It looked lit as fuck.
Well, don't get me wrong, tragic, but sure, you know, I kind of felt the same whenever I seen Astroworld.
Yeah,
I was like, you know, fucking people died and all, but I was like, geez, it would have been some spectacle.
Oh yeah, him shouting at the crowd in auto-tune. Yeah. Oh, me killing you. But
then there was a couple of like genuine friends I had that were like, oh, you know, that was like, you know, that was a sacrifice from the devil. Travis Scott was working hand in hand with the devil, just sacrificing wins.
Yeah, I don't think I wouldn't give him that much.
Nah,
you know, he stops it. It's lit.
If the devil had to make a call up. I don't know if it would be an auto-tune rapper.
Yeah, an auto-tune rapper, yeah. Yeah, do you want to kill, sacrifice some people with your thing? It's lit, yeah.
Do you think there was any rappers at Epstein's Island?
Rappers? You see, you'd have to move into the realm of, like, globally, like, influential.
Mm.
You know, like, if it was a couple of decades later and you told me, like, Kanye was there, I'd believe it.
Yeah.
But I would also believe that he might have just went as, you know, just to be in that circle. You know, like, well, the way he met Trump, and all, or like who else? Jay-Z, like who like goes into that outer realm of like.
Well, people are talking about like the flight logs. Yeah. And you're like, well, just because they, you know, the men just want to say, we're meant to touch the wind. We just want to see the ambience.
Yeah.
I don't want to see the ambience.
Yeah, I mean, I have no doubt that there was people who went as like a business meeting.
Yeah.
And fucking had lunch and left. You know what I mean?
It's like the Loft Bar in Edinburgh.
Yeah.
You know?
There's been some seedy shit going on in there.
Yeah.
Have I been in there? Yes. Have you been in there?
Yes.
Has Mickey been
in
there?
I've never once drank a pint of Wayne's blood. You know what I mean?
Some nights in there are so boring you'd have drank anything. This is adrenochrome and fucking tequila. I mean, like, get me something in this fucking...
To explain to people, the Loft Bar is, like, how would you describe it? Like a performer's only kind of bar?
Yeah, it's like a, you need a pass to get in. It's like a sort of performer's, but it represents the peak of, like, Edinburgh Fringe comedy industry.
Yeah.
You know, people are like, man, we got to get in there. See, you know, everyone's fucking looking over each other's shoulders. Oh my God, that guy's a fucking critic. Or that guy, he's a guy who runs fucking something. Or this person owns a club or something.
Yeah.
But there's no music on. It's boring as fuck.
Yeah. And when you see, when you observe schmoozing in real time, you're like, ah, it's not a good look, bro.
Who's schmoozing now?
Everybody. Or even like the running joke of that place is you're talking to someone and they're talking to you. And they're constantly like us here, like seeing who's over your shoulder.
Like, well, I was just looking at my phone in case there was someone more important. No, I know what you mean. And it's so wanky.
It is.
And we had you know, a few occasions there in Edinburgh where you're around people who work in the comedy industry. And there is a vibe of like, you know, like we're in Belfast. I actually run a club. You're actually on the front line of comedy.
Mm.
Then you're talking to some person who's like, oh, I work at a fucking agency and we've got represent. And you're like, you don't even fucking... You wouldn't know funny if it bit you in the dick end.
She's on here. I fell back there.
Up the raw.
I have a weird fear, right? Where you ever think something's going to happen to you soon enough, but you just don't know when? I have a wild fear that I'm going to fall off a bar stool someday. Like, I feel like it's
you
coming.
You really have fucking nothing and to worry about, do you?
I don't know what's
you have
coming.
No issues in your life. No stress at all.
I'm telling you, sir.
Would you ever step on that thing? You're going to fall off a chair?
I'm telling you, sir. There's about
fuck
a couple of roleplay happenings, and I'm like, it's coming soon. I don't know how to stop it.
The chair will be fine.
The chair will be grand.
You know, the drinking at 6 a.m. for 3 weeks straight. Yeah. That'll fucking catch up with you. You might fall off a chair after you've died of a fucking heart attack.
Well, that might be the one there.
The fall to the floor would be nothing.
Aye.
Enjoy Edinburgh in general.
I had too much fun.
Too much fun. Yeah. The man was on his holidays.
Yeah, I was. I was in ultimate holiday mode.
You're on the night shift.
I was
on
the night shift.
I'm on the night shift, man!
But I couldn't do that back here. I could never stay up to 6 a.m. here unless I was on cocaine.
But there's definitely... I don't think outside of the fringe you could stay up all night now. You know what I mean? Like, there's a 24-hour vibe about the fringe.
It's because everyone's out and it's kind of normal. It's like you kind of just get sucked into it.
Yeah, no one's like trying to get wrecked because you're getting kicked out at like half one.
New York's kind of like that too because everywhere's open. If you're in like an actual functioning bar and it's like 4 o'clock in the morning, you don't really notice it as much.
Like you could walk about at like, you could walk home at 5 a.m. When does it get light? You could walk home at like 4 a.m. in the dark in Edinburgh. And not really feel the same shiftiness you would feel walking home anywhere else.
Well, yeah. Well, it's a thing too. If like if you're over here and the second you hear a bouncer being like, "Right, folks, that's it. Time to go home. Don't have to go home. Can't fucking stay here." Like your brain automatically goes to, "Oh, it's home time. Let's get some food. Let's fucking go home."
Yeah.
But if you don't have that, you just stay out in the rip.
Yeah, and then you know you see the odd show and that buffers the drink for about an hour.
Yeah.
You know, and then you fucking. You're not just sitting there shoveling pints into you, trying to forget that you live in this city.
And I had some yourself? Ropey mornings. Like I went to my friend Jack from Toronto. He was like, "Hey man, you want to go to casino?" And I was like, "The fuck's that?" And he's like, "It's just like shitty bookies." So we just went to it, but it was open 24 hours. It said in the door, but it was closed. And there was a guy with us. Called I don't know if I should give his name actually because this is basically criminal activity, but we went and it was like
do I know him?
No, you wouldn't know him.
Give him a fake name.
It was like Crackhead Simulator is how I would describe it.
Okay,
where every bus that went past this fat, you know, whenever you're having great crack and then someone does something, you're like, right, this is getting a bit too much now. Otherwise, this is going into juvenile territory here. Every bus that went past this cunt who looked like, you know, niche reference that you probably won't get, but Gene Snitsky from wrestling. Anybody? No? All right. So every bus that went past, he just wellied it. Like full on, like big boot to the fucking bus. Now, you find that funny? That is not good crack. There was pensioners visibly scared in that bus.
I hate when
is that funny now?
Seemingly.
What a piece of shit.
Kicking a bus, bro. I'm surprised in Scotland someone didn't get up. Well, fuck you, dear man.
I will say the first one very...
Hey, my driver!
The first one was very funny. Yeah. I giggled, right? Yeah. I laughed. But then after 3-4, I was like, right, this joke's run its course.
You know it's fucking retarded behavior when you're like, that's a step too far.
That is too far.
Have a bit of respect for yourself.
I'm not even...
Was the guy American or where was he from?
No, he's from Liverpool.
Oh, well, what, fucking say no more.
All right, mate, fucking out kicking buses.
But he was like walking up to the bus as if he was like starting it. And I was like, this guy's out of his fucking mind.
Was it Ro?
No, it wasn't. it wasn't Ro, dude.
Just screaming, have a word at a bus.
Have a word.
I mean, I dare say that still, you'd have to have a word with yourself.
Aye,
you know, yeah, you in the mirror. For long hours.
Oh my god. But yeah, there was people were asking like, what was the craziest thing you've seen? And I don't even know if I mentioned this, but definitely that fella that was, did we talk about that? The fella outside the bar talking about like he had a load of traveler mates and all.
Oh my god.
That was a borderline traumatic to where my brain blanked it out.
Yeah. Well, my favorite part of that was like I could just see you like I was watching him tell you the story and I was just watching you take sips.
We have to talk about what the story was. because he said he had traveler mates, mm-hmm. and he would go to like some fair, and then he witnessed like some fight and whatever, and they have a thing called a dirty go or something, which is like where you, you know, if you offer someone a fight and they decline it, you get to fucking, you know, blindside them and run up on them and bite their fucking ear off or some shit.
Yeah.
And, and this is typical. You're not in your own town. You're in a smoking area and someone's just started talking to you and you're doing that. You're drifting in and out of consciousness. You're like, is this real?
Yeah.
What am I doing here?
But he was telling the story and he's like, aye, man, he fucking bit his ear off and fucking bit of his cheek and all and fucking got blood pushing down his face. And then he just goes, fuck, rough shift up. But how I met this guy, how this guy introduced himself to me. No, like, hey, man, what's your name? What are you doing out here for the fringe, whatever? He came up, rattled me in the side of my arm.
Rattled you?
Fucking I turned around and the bastard was pouring a bit of lime into his eye. And then... licking salt and then throwing tequila shots at himself, and he pointed at me as if to just say, you're up next. And I was that feared. I was just like, all right, no bother. But I was doing the lime shot and I was being a sneaky hero. I was putting it down the side of me, you know. I don't play them games.
I love when people are like, I'm not taking a stranger's drink, and they throw it over their shoulder.
Yeah,
you're like, I'll take the drink, no bother, and then I'll squeeze the lime just left of the eyeball.
Free drink, that's a wank from the Lord.
A wank from the Lord.
Santy and quite a particular vessel, but people, at the same time.
People are always like, do you want this shot of lukewarm tequila? It's always crap, isn't it?
No, the best is my favorite. You were in a group of lads and they're all on the fucking tequila roses, bro. They're all just like getting shots of milkshakes.
What's a tequila rose?
Tequila rose is that, like, how would you describe it? That fucking, like, it looks like Yazoo.
Do they do like the there's like the coffee one?
Yes.
Aye.
This is like a strawberry one, but it's like literally like, it'd be like a baby Guinness in terms of texture.
Okay.
Like it's very like milky and shit. And, but yeah, there was, I've seen a couple of lads doing.
Well, that makes sense. At least it's fucking tasty. People tend to be like, let's do a shot of, you know, engine oil. Like the worst shit you can get your hands on.
Yeah.
Make a battery nice acid. Shot. Willie kept buying the fucking apple sours.
Oh, he loves them apple sours, boy.
He does, aye.
I couldn't turn them down though.
What's your favorite shot? Come
straight to the dome.
Wouldn't even feel it.
I'd rather take a shot, to be fair, than the fucking liquid shot. I don't like any shots, man.
I would rather just like Jameson on ice.
Yes.
And I just sink it.
Yeah. Sambuca tequila, disgusting. There's no reason for that ever in that out.
I remember getting, I probably talked about it before in this podcast, like honey rum in Tenerife. They'll give you honey rum after your dinner, like as a wee palate cleanser type thing.
Tasty.
Give it the kids and everything.
Honey rum.
Honey rum is great. You'd love it. You'd lose the run of yourself. You'd have no teeth after a week.
That's tasty, so it is.
Just fucking, what did you used to drink? Captain Morgan's and fucking
Captain Morgan's treacle? And Coke. Every fucking night.
I knew a guy in uni and he used to get what was it? He would drink, it was either Captain Morgan's and Coke, and then he would get like a Guinness head on it. So that, you know, when you push the Guinness tab back, it just spits out the foam.
Yeah.
So he would get a Guinness head on it. And it was either that, I might be getting this confused, or there was another guy who drank double, his drink was double Jaeger and Coke. And he might have got the Guinness head, but I can't wait, look at your face now. Rough gear, like who's, and the guy flat out, like everyone would get carry outs on, he'd be like, bottle Jaeger, Coke, blah, blah, blah.
What about the ones that bought us the drinks in that bar after a show when it was like brandy and Bailey's?
Oh yeah, shout out to those guys. They bought us a rubber bullet.
They were tasty. But it was fucking,
because our show was like 3 o'clock, this is like broad daylight. Hey, here you go, man, there's a cup of fucking brandy.
Yeah.
What was it, brandy and Bailey's?
Brandy and Bailey's, yeah. It was fucking delicious.
Yeah.
I am truly the worst version of myself at the Fringe. Like, if you tried to maintain that for any more than a month, you'd be dead.
But that's quite a long time. You have quite good stamina.
Because
Mickey went absolutely guns blazing for 24 hours and is in a mental fucking in despair ever since. He's chasing the dragon every day, is just trying to scrape back some sort of feelings.
Yeah.
That's all he did. Like, that first 24 hours where he just wrecked his fucking nervous system. And then the rest of the time, he's just like, you know, putting out fags on his arm, just trying to feel some kind of something.
I'll never forget him coming into the flat. I got up to fucking go for a coffee or something. And he came in and he was like, McGann, I can't do this show today. And I goes, oh, come on, Mick, Jesus, it's only a hangover. And he goes, no, I've smoked 60 pints. And I've been drinking for 14 hours. And then you came in and he goes, I'll give you 100 quid to not do the gig. It's like, fuck, he's down bad, eh?
I'm like, 100 quid? You know how much it costs to rent this fucking apartment? What am I going to do with 100 quid, you cunt? But at that point, like, I thought he'd been to bed at like 5,
yeah,
and then got up at about 11.
Yeah.
But he just got in the door.
Yeah, he just got in the door, eh?
He looked like he was in prison for 2 nights.
That motherfucker.
With his wee feet and all, like a fucking, like a sea lion stood upright. God bless him. He's a funny cunt.
Will you fuck
he is a funny bastard.
You had a character piece when you were in Edinburgh, though.
What was that?
Because I think, you know, even if there was a night where you're like, you know, I don't really feel like drinking, you're like, I gotta go drink and be dying for this gig tomorrow, because it was like part of the thing now.
Oh, why?
It put you in a certain place.
It did. I used to sit in the speaker every day. That was fun.
If you want to, people are always like, what's your go-to hangover cure? Do a stand-up gig, yep, at 3 in the afternoon.
It's fucking fun gigging hungover.
Men in Black style. Just woo, reset.
It does. It wakes you right up. It's fun. Because I'd go on the stage and I would be like actually dying.
And the place, we talked about it before, smelled so bad that it made you feel worse than you should.
Oh yeah, real nice cocktail of pish and vomit,
just bleach and vinegar.
Yeah,
what are they doing with vinegar?
Try to put it out, probably. Making it worse.
Oh Jesus,
do some fucking vinegar, pal.
I should eat a load of chunky book. Throw some fucking vinegar on it, man.
Chunky book's actually the name of a cocktail, Dave.
Yeah, do you want a chunky book? What's in it? Book
and Kit Kats.
There is a video, I wonder, should I just upload it, where all the staff disappeared and I had to serve a couple of people.
That was so out. Like, I was like, what the fuck is happening right now? Because I was lying dying on the seats, which, God, those amount of people that had been fingered in them things, and I was just lying in them every day. And I turned
around.
You're
going to get up and say,
I turned around, this constantly the full shift. Like, literally just serving people. Like, Ash, you're the fucking staff and you're useless. Like, what do you want anyway? Fucking throwing out double Jamies.
I know, I couldn't find ice, though. They've hidden the ice somewhere in the back.
Ah, it was only your first day, lad.
So,
you didn't know your bearings.
I had to pay for them drinks, too.
Did you?
I had to pay for the drinks. Because they weren't there, and I was like, what do you want? And he goes, oh, this guy's a Corona, and he's like, vodka, and I'm fucking trying to get the vodka to work out of this thing. Two vodkas, and then the Coke from the gun. And then I was like, where's the ice? And he goes, oh, it don't matter, just give me it. And they give him a warm house party fucking vodka.
And them hive tumblers.
Oh, fuck. And then I came back and the girl that was working there, I was like, oh, sure, you're right, I served a fella there. And she was like, what did he have? And I was like, double vodka and fucking Corona. And she's like,
yeah,
there you go, you can pay for that.
Yeah,
£6, man. It's pretty cheap, man.
That's not bad. You took to like a duck to water too.
And they, you know, he was having good crack with it. The other girls, I was like, there's no staff here, I'll serve you. And they were like, what?
Yeah.
No crack at all.
Yeah, no crack at all. You can't even let me come at theft.
Do you know what? See if I went back to the Fringe and in a different venue and was in somewhere that was like clean and nice and all, I'd be like, this isn't right. I think it's part of it.
No, it honestly, like, it's, I went
got,
to see.
You gotta be in the trenches, I think.
I went to see Mark Nelson at the same venue. Shout out to him, by the way. He's like a very, if you're going to the Fringe and you're like, right, I can only see a certain amount of people and I have to slide them in here, he's always a safe option. Every show I've seen of his, banger. And he was in the Hive
as
well.
Safe as in quality comedian.
Yes.
Always delivers.
Every time.
Not as in, like, I'm not going to hear anything I don't want to hear here.
No, none of that bullshit. But yeah, he's hilarious. And he was in the same venue. And I think it kind of added to his show as well.
Yeah.
Yeah. You don't want, like, a real, like, fancy, like, kind of, like, there's that venue. What do you call it?
It felt sneaky.
It did.
Like, see, when we would get like a really hot crowd in, and it was like, our venue was like, if you came to our venue in Edinburgh, that's a big venue at the Fringe.
Yeah,
120 seats is fucking a big room to fill.
Hot crowd in all the ways, by the way. You know, they were up for it, and there was a right few lookers in the audience too.
Couple of sexy ones.
Couple of sexy whores.
There was two outlaws come in the front one day.
Oh, I flared them.
You flared them.
I flared the whole of them.
Fucking, you flared all over.
They were in the Prosecco from 11 that morning.
Two glamorous old ladies.
Two glam ladies, eh? Glamorous, and they were loving it too.
They were loving it. Fucking.
Sometimes wow. them's the ones, you know. Like I remember
they were loving it.
I remember the time that we did a secret gig and it was like it was part of Daly's like comedy festival in Oma. And it was like a fucking, you got a bus to a secret venue and the venue was Terry Keyes' house.
A retirement home.
And well, it seemed that way because like most of the people there were like 70 plus. And I remember Kieran was in the back and he was like, oh, fuck's sake, mate. I don't want to go out to that. Like, and he went on and absolutely destroyed with probably his full-face set I've ever seen. It was fantastic. So, you know, you can't judge. Them my dolls are dirty old hoers.
Man's on fire at the minute.
That oh, aye.
Big Kerry.
Yeah. Guy's funny as fuck.
He was over in Edinburgh, brought the wife.
Yeah.
To keep the name secret. And she turned into our taxi driver, basically. You know, she'd fucking lift us in out of town. It was great. Great shit.
Check out Salax on tap.
And I mean, that Seat was...
Oh, she was low.
She was high on the revs and she was scraping the ground.
Yeah, she was.
Because let me tell you something. I don't know if a car like that should be pulling such a load. You know what I mean? She needed a fucking tractor and a trailer with us cunts knocking about.
And Kieran's wife, the least racist driver we had the whole time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, surprisingly, with her track record. But why do you think Kieran's with her? You know? KK Chloe, they call her. Every fucking taxi driver we had was like...
Oh, my God.
Yeah, the China guy was nuts, like.
Yeah, doing full Asian accent for, saying some pretty derogatory things.
Yeah.
It was mad.
And where would you guess that he was from? Syria?
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. And he was like, they come over here, these Chinese people, and you ask them where they're from, they say China. And I go, stupid cunt, it's China! Stupid... And then you know what's bad chat whenever the comedian's sort of like, ha, good man, and you let it fizzle out.
Yeah.
And then we went on to our own chat, and then he would just jump right, like 2 minutes later, he'd do a callback. And one time the Chinese man said, you're like, for fuck's sake, bro.
It was hilarious.
Put the window up, man. Yeah. You know, put the window up before you're like, ching chong tai, like out the window.
The guy that was just blaring Superstar, that cured my hangover one day.
That guy, I'm glad
he was a legend.
I'm glad I had the bravery to get the phone out and record a bit of that.
Yeah.
What about you, big lad? That'd be such a good button, wouldn't it?
Oh, it would.
The raw. You know, if I just hit the button, he's like, what about you, big lad?
With the yo's of us after, yeah.
But it was the fucking... Because obviously, like, you talk about overheards. We went to that Wings place and there was a girl doing one of those ghost tours. And like, Edinburgh must just be... You know, it looks that way. There's a lot of history in it and there's probably a lot of horrific shit. You know, and you're like standing out the back of this thing, this guy's like,
and this is where it was alleged that her three children fell from the window and splattered to their death on the street.
And all these fucking Americans like, yeah, cool, dude.
And the ghosts have haunted the fucking alleyway for years. And they say the 14th of July, at 2 o'clock in the morning, you can hear the thud of them hitting the ground. Anyway, we'll move on up the street.
And like, that's the fucking horror that you're listening to there.
Yeah.
Your man in the taxi's like, doo, 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 like playing all these fucking tunes. And then he would just turn it down and we're like, this is the stone where they behead people. They cut everybody's head off over here on the thing. Doo, 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 doo. Like fucking tunes back up again. Turn down. The bar is called Three Sisters because they raped and killed three sisters. And that's why they named the bar. You're a superstar. Like fucking, you're just in the car like, what? Thank you. Thank you, Comedy Jesus.
The real horrors of that trip was probably everyone's bowel movement.
Not healthy.
Bowel movement? Yeah. IBS, myth or
not? We talked about this last night. He goes, girls are so ashamed. Girls are so ashamed to have a shite that they've made up a disease. Oh my God, I need to take an IBS again.
My IBS is flaring up. You need a shite? Take a shit.
And I said to you, I'm like, is it IBS? Or do you just eat garlic bread and blue WKDs?
Fucking petty flus. Prosecco all day. Of course you need a dump.
Is it IBS? Or have you just had 9 tins of Monster?
IBS, of course, stands for I be shitting.
I said, I have fucking irritable bowel syndrome. It's flaring up again. It's flaring up again. I gotta go home. My IBS is flaring up. Yeah. Can't be too far away from a toilet, if you know what I'm saying. Yeah, your IBS. tends to kick in after you've just done something that would give anything the shits.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Oh my God, I had 14 Stella last night, 10 Jaegers and a 16-inch pizza. IBS is flaring. Fucking anybody, the healthiest person in the world would be shitting their brains out.
Oh yeah, we definitely, if by those terms, we all have IBS, you know, after seeing all of us in action at the French. Niall, your body was like a fucking Tetris puzzle. You were just shifting shite all around.
Oh yeah.
Mom was giving himself headaches from the lack of shiting.
But like there's days where, you know, it'd be a heavy night or whatever and we'd eaten a bunch of shit and everyone's done four shits before you leave the house.
Mm.
And then we go for a coffee or something. You're like, yeah, I'm scared. I haven't had any IBS this morning.
What you said last night? You're like, we were just riffing on fucking IBS. And he's like, I have 8 shits a day and 2 of them I need.
Yeah, hobby shits.
Shitting is, that's the cam app right there. Is that's where I do all my thinking, is on the shitter. That's where I like to unplug.
Your asshole. Yeah. Oh, you will get like, there is a vulnerability to being just totally relaxed. And then you're like, oh yeah, that's the punchline for that joke that I've been writing for a while.
I thought you were going to say there's a vulnerability to shitting. There is a vulnerability to just sitting there with your asshole agape.
Well, there is.
With a loaf coming out of it.
They should interrogate people while they're shitting.
Yeah.
Where's the money? I used to have an idea for a sketch where it was like, you know, like someone high powered, like George Bush, you know, making bad decisions just because he's turtle heading.
Yeah.
You know? Are you sure we nuke Afghanistan? He's like, huh? Aye. What?
Aye, go ahead.
And he's just waddling out of the room.
That's how Obama sent the drones.
Yeah. Need a shit. Do whatever you have to. I'm prairie dogging in my ass. People.
Prairie dogging means turtle heading as well, doesn't it?
Yep.
And it's like peeping out.
Yeah.
Like the guy in the neighbor and fucking Home Improvement.
My never. Yeah, what's his name? That'd be a great term. What is the guy's name in the show? That could be the new one. Are you prairie dogging? Nah, I'm fucking whatever his fucking name is.
It is a funny name too, the neighbor.
Neighbor.
Home Improvement, great show.
Neighbor in
Peak Tim Allen.
By the way I spelled neighbor there, go to school. Earl.
Aye.
I'm Erlin.
Erlin.
I'm about to Earl Hindman here. I'm peeking over the fence. Mine never peeks out, but you know, behind the anus, it's a fucking 12 car pileup. Like, they're all just smashing into the back of each other. It is like Tetris. That's what it is, the Tetris shit.
Yeah.
You let the bottom layer go away, and then they keep just fucking falling down. Plonk, plonk. I do get, like, people always say, like, oh, if I eat this curry, I'm going to shit my brains out. That never happens to me. It's always like, oh, God. It's always like if I have...
Just now?
Yeah, it is like, you know, you eat, like, a full pizza, and then you're just all loafed up, and you're just like...
Yeah. Full fucking stuff cross comes out of you.
Have you ever had full-blown the shits, like...
Oh, yeah.
Like...
I don't mean,
like, just a dose of the shits. I mean, like a bug or something where you were just like...
Yes.
Couldn't stop shitting.
Sometimes I would, there's times in my life where I'm like, I would welcome this, you know? Like, I would like to just be reset by shitting, you know? Because whenever you have a good dose of the shits, you know, it really clears you out.
Well, that's the thing. Like, if you actually, like, whenever I remember being in Thailand and getting some sort of fucking worm.
Yeah, that's where you'll get it.
And apps, you literally can't believe how much fluid is coming out of you.
Yeah.
You're like, where is this coming from?
Yeah.
Because it's coming out quicker than it's going in.
Thailand is the number one destination to fuck a lady boy and to get the shits.
Yeah, usually from in the same...
the same night.
But what happened was, once I sort of was recovering and the shits were dying away, I didn't shit again for about a week.
Yeah.
Because it was complete fucking... just emptying. Great times.
And shitting,
Shitting, bro. And you're sweating hard.
How could you be depressed in the world where you can shit and eat noodles?
Oh, God. Same time a lot of the times.
Yeah.
So Edinburgh was fun in general.
It was good times. I look forward to the next event where we all get to come together and
I think
have a giggle.
There should be like an Austin type vibe every...
We should do it every...
There should be like twice a year you go somewhere stupid.
Yeah.
Because I got the okay from Maureen. She was like, you know, we'll go on the luxury holidays and you and them fucking retards can go, you know, to like Japan or something.
We go on the stupid trips. Japan would be a great one.
They've got a place now about the size of Castle Court and it's all a camera shop. Like, I've seen a guy do a vlog in it. It was like fucking literally the size of Castle Court. Every shot, like three floors of whores and lenses everywhere of all sorts.
Mm.
He'd be like a dog.
You'd be a Papa Chubb in there.
He'd be like dog with two dicks over there. Just fucking sold. Me and you just come back fucking 8 stone heavier.
There are some lines from that trip too. Hey, we can't say who they're about, but I said it wouldn't shake his head. I never mind. So his cock.
Yeah, I said
it. And someone with wee red lipstick dick.
Who do we red lipstick dick?
I'll tell you off air.
William?
No.
Probably. Did I talk on the last podcast about whenever he was talking about enjoying things up his ass? And then he said like,
no, he's like, not enough.
I was like, what?
Go into that further.
I was like, you know when you know, shout out to Willie T, he likes a bit of ass play.
Yes.
And I was like, to what extent? Like, if you're just ringing one out casually by yourself, is that a requirement that you need objects in your ass? And he's like, I know sometimes. I'm like, what are you putting in your ass? I know, and I'll vape. Now wrestling figure.
Oh, yeah. Two birds, one stone.
And I was like, okay. And then whenever I had the Claire's bedroom because Kieran was arriving. And, out of the frying pan, into the fire for that bed. And the bed was a mess. And then just in the middle of the bed was like a wee blue vape. And it was so strategically placed. I was like, he's taking the piss here. He's went, would it be funny if I just left that where your arse would be on the bed?
Yeah.
And then I just head on. And I was like, you dirty wee bastard.
Yeah.
Crazy.
I've never once pulled the wire myself now and thought I should shove someone up my hole here to really...
Really get it going?
Really get it going, you know?
You need a whole lot of equipment, though.
I don't need it.
Spread them cheeks.
Nah, a vice grip?
Never mind the voice of an old black lady. Got the ass of one, too.
I'm some shocked now, to be fair.
That's the name of the podcast.
There was a couple of venues in Edinburgh where I was having a hard time getting this fucking dump truck through the crowd. Tightly packed.
Yeah, that comedy for hot people. They're like, welcome to the stage. Probably in about 2.5 minutes when he gets here. You have to lap dance across everybody. Excuse me. Watch the hole. Watch my fanny. And squeeze across. And then... Well, we say we're talking to Vittorio and we're like, oh, we just done comedy for hot people. And he's like, you did comedy for hot people? You too?
Up the rock.
Will you fuck up too?
Give me something to break. Yeah, it has comedy in the title too. And I was very hot and sweaty. Very sweaty place, Edinburgh.
Didn't put much gradient too for my liking.
Didn't put jeans on the whole time.
A lot of cobbles.
Man looked like he was on safari 24/7.
Some of the fits too. Some of the boys out of control. You know?
Really?
Oh, why?
Well, like?
Just like, you know.
Just boys dripped out.
Boys dripped out. You know, call the plumber. All that carry on.
Call the plumber. There's a bit of drip going on.
It's in the toilet.
Aye. Damn it. Yeah, there's boys. Yeah. We look sweet. I look like a fucking fat toddler the whole time. It's like a tall toddler. And then you went on the London cracked.
Yes.
How was that?
It was a great crack.
Tell us about London.
Well, I was telling you about the chicken and chips. I had a...
Tell him that.
Unbelievable. Right, Niall, you know the chicken and chip shops, right? You know the way, like, they're kind of... Like, they're all good and cheap, but they're good for the price. Some cunt has went, right, we'll make a gourmet and we'll keep the price tag. So you're talking homemade chips, right? Like proper fish and chips, sharp chips, lethal chicken, 4 wings and chips. How much? £2.80.
What?
£2.80.
Where was it?
I was in Hackney.
That's definitely a front for
right
drugs.
Right beside my, I think it was literally just called fish and chip. And it was beside my mate Josh's house.
Chicken and chips. Pigeon and chips, I said, for that money.
Yeah.
£2.80. Like £2.80. Literally the drink would be dearer than that.
I didn't get a drink. No, he hasn't been yet.
He hasn't been
yet. I'm not telling the bastard about it because I tried to interview him for my dissertation. He never got back to me.
What fucking shithole school did you go to? Everyone's out there doing fucking, you know, double award science and all, and you're like,
double award science.
I am going to do a chat with a guy who might be a woman who eats chips.
Yeah.
Well, that was a big thing for a while, wasn't it?
I never bought into that.
People were like, oh, it's a girl.
Yeah.
Is he still pumping, is he?
Yeah, he is.
There's so many food things.
As in riding or like,
you need a microphone.
Reviewing chicken.
He's reviewing chicken?
Yeah, he uploaded one a few days ago.
Motherfucker.
I know. I'm not giving him my hotspots.
No, why? You should start your own.
He's burnt that bridge. You bastard. Like, I could have got a fucking first.
I know everybody has a food blog or some sort of thing, but I think if we got into that game,
yeah,
hey, game over.
What would be the USP though? Like, would you tackle something very specific? I think a good like sides, like channel would be good. Like just sides, you know.
That's an awful idea.
No,
that's bad, man.
Oh well, back to the drawing board.
I was thinking like I had an idea a while ago where it was just like, what's your like, what like literally what's your top five of anything? Like it doesn't have to be like me. It could be like this place. It could be like some fucking bistro thing in Oma, and their one of their starters is banging.
Mm.
And then the next one is like, oh, the noodles out of this place are absolutely the best I've ever had. And you'd want it to be really varied.
Mm.
So it could be like, this is the best meal I've ever had, and it's like some fancy restaurant. And then you're like, this is the very best like breakfast roll you'll ever get. I want it to be like very varied.
Yeah.
That's what I want.
My favorite thing at the moment is that, well, I used to watch it all the time, was whenever they take the most expensive burger and they get the cheapest burger.
Yeah.
And they compare the two.
Yeah.
And they have a middling one too, just for the crack.
Mm. Very good. What was that on?
I think it was Complex, maybe, might have done it.
I mean, what's the deer burger? Is it all like fucking, it's got like blue cheese and fucking
truffles. That's how you make anything expensive.
So labored.
Truffles. Oh, truffles. There's a grand right there.
That's McCann in the strip clubs in Edinburgh.
Truffles.
Hey, yo, you don't want money.
Nicki Minaj and I have a song called Truffle Butter.
Yeah.
And it was about
truffle butter on your pussy.
I just remember Lil Wayne.
Truffle butter on your pussy.
What a fucking tune, though.
Oh, I.
Woo.
Doom, doom, doom.
Such a tune. Yeah, truffle butter, is that when you are fucking someone in the butt and there's sort of like a brown creaminess?
Yeah.
Will you fuck up too?
Strong enough hole.
Peppered cheddar.
Truffle butter around your pussy.
That's one of those, you know, like you're worried that if you ever have kids and they're just in the kitchen, fucking
truffle butter around your pussy.
TikToking.
Yeah, TikToking. What does your TikTok suggested look like these days?
I don't even have a TikTok. I don't go on it.
If you have big tits, you shouldn't have a regular job, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Like, it's like, do anything. It's like a formula. Do anything plus wobbly big tits equals freelance work.
Mm. I'm looking forward to men coming in.
I don't know how many of these, like I'm just scrolling through and it's like, oh, there's a guy just hooking out fucking tumors on a cow's foot for some reason.
Awesome. But he's got like an MF Doom song over the top of it. Yeah. It's like 17 angles.
Yeah. Someone's fucking, you know, squeezing spots up close or something fucking rank. And then the next one's like, oh, I am a girl I'm into like, mountain biking or something, but I also have a fat set of tits.
Yes.
And then she's like, oh, I'm into this. Or I'm into hiking. Here's my racco tits.
Yes.
Link's in the bio, wink.
Yeah.
Insane.
Yeah.
Hey, I make my own candles. But there was one girl that was like a carpenter. You know, she did like little DIY projects. And she's just there with a saw, just with these two trifles wobbling about.
Mm.
And you're like, this is fucking great.
Yeah, watching.
But you know what I mean? That's the formula. Do whatever you want to do. Do your hobby plus tits equals quit your job in a week. It's incredible.
That's a good business plan.
Have you seen this dude who like splits logs and all these girls are like fucking just dropping the paw on themselves flat out? Have you seen that guy?
He's like a sexy lumberjack.
He's like a sexy lumberjack, yeah.
Is he a hairy man?
Hairy man?
Yeah, like has he got a big bushy beard?
No, he's not. He's quite well groomed. He looks
okay.
Putting it out there? Wouldn't be surprised if he was gay.
Right?
Not even joking. You know what I mean? Like, good looking guy, very well groomed to be like out in the fucking, out in the woods chopping.
Just splitting logs.
Yeah, but he'd take a big giant log and he'd be like, oh yeah, let's, you'd be like, oh yeah, you good girl. And then he's like whacking it and these guys are like, oh my God.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, you're putting a bit of a fight, bitch. Hitting it with a thing. Yeah. And then it finally breaks and he's like, oh, good girl. And then he like rips it apart like it's someone's ass cheeks. And these girls are just like, oh my God.
It'd be hard for but either of us to go down that market now.
And it would, I can split a log, bro. I can split a log, no sweat. But when, you know, if you do it.
No, like, there would be sweat.
If you do like 120 frames per second, you see the tits wobble about. Not great.
I was asked to help out at the Fringe in a magic show. And the bastards tricked me.
Where they're like, you walk in front of it and there's enough room behind your head where I can get rid of these doves.
It was an adult magic show.
Ooh.
And the guy asked me to put a strip jacket on him. Right?
Strip jacket?
A straight jacket?
Strip jacket.
So I put it on and like he's like, come on, get a bit rough with it. So I was like, come on, you bastard. And I was like pulling the things back. I got there. There's a couple of dirty oil slots wooing in the crowd. They were in it. Maybe that could be my angle.
Yeah, I put you on a straight jacket. Strips. Please
strip up.
Strip jacket. Straight. Well, what was it?
Straight jacket. Straight jacket. That's what I first said.
You said strip jacket. I died.
Straight. George Straight jacket.
I always think it's a bit like things like that are like fantasy sexy. You know, like a guy splitting logs. You're like, oh my God, he's so sexy. You know, the Diet Coke ad. Oh my God. I used to have that bit where I was like, oh my God, look at this sexy guy. And everyone's opening the fucking tins of Diet Coke, flicking the bean off themselves. And then you're like, there's a man who, yes, he has a six pack, but he is cutting the grass in a park with a push along mower.
Yes.
You know?
That's hot.
Is it though? Or are you going to approach him and be like, what's up, sexy? And he's like, yeah, they don't let me have a, they don't let me have a ride along mower just yet. Or I think I don't have a license for it. No. Do you think I'm sexy now? Do you want to go on a date? I make £3.80 a day. See how sexy he is then? What color's your bouquet?
Have you talked about LT getting banned of the social ship?
Nah, I talked about him briefly a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
I think people just, it is scary actually now that you can just, people are just like, I don't like this guy. We can just cancel him from the internet.
Yeah.
You know, which is scary because it's like, people just take a dislike to you. Although there was footage of him like smacking some girl.
What?
Yeah, there's footage of him hitting, being really rough with this girl and smacking her. But the thing is, like, I don't know what the context was because he owned some sort of house that had loads of cam girls in it.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he ran a business where like, it was kind of like an e-brothel. He had a house full of fucking cam girls, and he was obviously making money off that. And he shows him with this girl on a lead, and he's like, you fucking we're stupid, and he smacks her and whatever. And you're like, it does not let go. You know, I don't know if I'd be willing to do that to someone who even wanted it done to them.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
You ever smacked in the bedroom?
No.
No.
She would need to look like fucking Butterbean for me. How am I going to slap?
You'd have to be like almost like you would do a child.
It'd be like a foam hand from a fucking sports game.
Yeah.
I sit down in our bed. Maureen's like, ah, my leg. I'm like, I wasn't even anywhere near you. Do you know what I mean? I fucking take my socks off. Then the bed's like, ah, you're on my hair. I'm like, for fuck. Sorry.
You ever dish out smacking sores?
Always. Every night.
Man's got our friends in his wrist. The amount of fucking slappings he's giving out.
Now this type of guy would be like, I got this thing from China where it's an adapter, goes in your Mac and it slaps your wife for you. I put it on a timer with an app and it slaps for you.
Yeah. I've got a drone flying over the top of her to get a bird's eye view of it. And all night.
Nah. You can't, but that's the thing. But you watch these things. But the only people that are into it are like, it's always some like fucking cuck fella. There's, you know what I mean. There's no like fucking big dudes being like, I smack this bitch.
Well, yeah,
he's a clean foot, smaller than me, and a third of my weight.
The women that are into it are usually, it's not great. Got PTSD there.
Yeah.
Mm.
You fucking laying into something, girl?
No, well, you know her.
Yeah, this has turned into one of these podcasts that come up my suggested, where it's just like a load of girls being like, "Just, do you ever love getting fisted?" Just three girls doing some shy podcast. Do you like getting fisted on the arse? I do, it's fine.
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, I don't think the Diet Coke guy's getting into any long-term relationships.
No. It's just a flash in the pan, you know?
What's he going to do? You're sexy and all? What are we going to do? Share a fucking umbongo? But you're a fucking loser. Shit job, get paid nothing.
Facts!
You know, you might...
Fact bombs!
Might get red in the lift at in the office block.
Like. Red in a lift. I'll never achieve that.
Nah.
Or
hitting all the buttons.
Ah, you've came, but at what cost? 40 floors.
Too many mirrors. You know what I mean? You know the way you get in those lifts and there's a mirror behind you in front, and it just does that eternal, you know what I mean? That infinite fucking reflection. You see your ass.
Aye. Like riding in a hall of mirrors.
Yeah.
Pardon me, cock.
Riding in a hall of mirrors. Fucking,
that'd be like something you'd see in like one of them, you know, like that like show, like Euphoria, where it's just lyric. A bunch of fucking like people getting rid everywhere.
Yeah.
In the show, that'd be like one of them things. Like, come on, let's go into the Hall of Mirrors. Fucking,
yeah. You're all tall and skinny,
getting tugged down the helter skelter.
That'd be great. All the blood rush to your head.
Yeah, and then push down.
Oh god. Oh fuck.
I dare say now either of us shouldn't be having sex anywhere that isn't a bed.
And so,
and a California queen size of that.
California queen size, a fucking judo mats is sufficient for me. Bed isn't even that practical.
Do you ever watch that porn? Like where it's like they're doing jiu-jitsu but they're riding.
Oh yeah, I've seen that.
You know, at the start they're all like, you know, the fucking competitive heats there, and then they give up and just end up bucking. Which is, now I'd be in the UFC if it was that.
Just two dudes riding each other. Did you see any UFC there at the weekend?
Nope.
Our boy fucking, I'm going to have to show you this speech. This is actually lethal. Your guy.
Anthony Joshua.
I was going to say Leon Bridges. Who's that? Singer? Yeah. Leon Edwards. Beat our boy Usman there. Do you see that?
Nope.
So.
Did you see Anthony Joshua's post-fight speech?
Yeah. Do you want to watch it?
It was hilarious.
Joshua.
He, you know what? I actually respected it because I was like, I know fuck all about Ukraine too. But to hear a man on that platform just go like, it's not good. What's going on out there?
So that's just emotion. Wait, I'm talking. Okay. Sorry, guys.
It's kind of Kanye vibes, isn't it?
If you knew my story, you would understand the passion. I ain't no amateur boxer from 5 years old. That was an elite prospect from a youth, bro. I was going to jail. I see some hype little youths in Reading jail. I got bail and I started training my ass off. Because if I got sentenced, I wanted to be able to fight. I bust my case. But cousin Benga, where's he at? G14, raise your hand. I'm still in this Usyk, sorry. But it's because the passion we put into this man. Guys, I'm telling you, this guy
your
to
man's
be
like, give me my fucking belt, would you?
Maybe I could have done better. But it shows the levels of hard work he must have put in. So please give him a round of applause as our heavyweight champion of the world. Woo! I'm not a 12-round fighter. Look at me. I'm a new breed of heavyweights. All them heavyweights, Mike Tyson, Sonny Liston, Jack Dempsey. Oh, yeah, you don't throw combinations like Rocky Marciano. Because I ain't 14 stone, that's why. I'm 18 stone, I'm heavy. It's hard work. This guy here is
you wouldn't know heavy? Talent.
We're 18 stone, we anorexic.
Well, how many belts you got now, bro? 5. Hip, hip.
Well, Usyk's just standing on. I am very feel. Did you ever see that?
What is it?
He's like, how do you feel? He goes, I am feel. I am very feel.
That's very zen.
Yeah.
I feel.
I very feel.
Sometimes maybe good, sometimes maybe shit.
This man, he don't live near chicken shops. That man's 18 stone, I'll be in chicken shops, man.
Do you know?
You sick, you ever seen a chicken shop? I am chicken. Very chicken.
That made me quite sad.
Pepper, right? This is like the worst fucking best man speech of all time.
Yeah.
He's a good lad. No, in fact, here, 3 cheers for him. Hip, hip. Hooray, I'm killing time. Hip, hip, hooray. Any students in?
I love, there's nothing
anyone
better
drinking tonight
than a shite best man speech.
Oh, for fuck's sake. But Whittier, this is great. This is actually Leon. Oh, God. Let me see. Leon Edwards Corner.
Would you hate to do a best man speech?
No, I would do that. Let me just see. I'm trying to find this fucking Leon Edwards coaches inspire him to. Oh yeah, this is great. So
come on, son.
He's from Birmingham. He's like Jamaican or something. He's from Birmingham.
Mm-hmm.
So when he goes to the corner, it's like fucking Peaky Blinders in the corner. It's like fucking Arthur from Peaky Blinders screaming at him. This is fucking incredible. You didn't see this fight?
Nope.
So Usman's been like champion for quite a while, very dominant.
Mm-hmm.
And the fight went, it was good. It was a good fight. And then Usman started sort of out wrestling him, which was sort of predicted. And then they were like, you know, it's a very standoffish fight. And they're like, and the corner's like, what the fuck's wrong with you? And then he just very calmly kicked him in the fucking head and knocked him out cold at the end. But we do hear the progression of the corner, man. It's
come on, Leon, be the boss. Okay, come on, we're gonna pull that one now. Come on.
So Piggy Blinders.
Fuck, I'm getting charged up here.
Sit down.
Come on, Tommy.
Sit down. Listen. You gotta get out of here now, Leon. You're too down. Come on, you're letting him control you too much, son.
Come on, Leon, by order of Piggy Blinders.
You gotta get your hands on it. Come on.
We hear the hype here.
What the fuck?
Listen, stop feeling sorry for your job. Well, come on then. What's wrong with you? You're too down. You got a full out of fire. Come on, Leon, man. You got it, man. Come on.
You got this.
Stop seeing sorry for
your job.
Come on, Leon. Let's go.
Doornail.
Woo. Come on, Leon, what the fuck's wrong with you?
Worst music ever for that, by the way. Such an epic video. I'd like to hire that man for all my gigs.
The fucking Peaky Blinders.
Great stuff, eh?
That, oh, I'm charged up after that.
What the
that
fuck's wrong with you? Stop feeling sorry for yourself. Come on, Aaron. Stop having a whack every day. You're covered in sausage roll pastry. Look at the shape of you. You're going to fall the bloody head off it. Come on, Aaron. It's fucking red.
You've got fucking blisters in your cock, Aaron.
Your cock's red. Leave it alone, Aaron.
Tommy.
You've done red dead twice. Your mother's out there making your fucking dinner. Quiche, Aaron. It's quiche again. It's quiche every night, Aaron.
What's wrong with you? You fucking mess. Come on, man.
You haven't worked a job since the sports shop. Get on fucking Indeed. Fill out a CV.
You go to fucking New York for 20 quid.
20 quid, Aaron.
Come on, Aaron.
How are you going to get a fucking visa? You haven't even got a provisional license. What's wrong with you?
I need that in my life.
Oh,
that's great.
That's fucking great, isn't it?
That's so good.
And then he just boots him. See that? Through the wee fucking... Oh, wee jab. Look at my hand.
Too late. Fucking size 12s in your dome.
Boot round the side of the fucking head. And then their photo, there's like one of those like, you know, you see those things and they don't have the coldest photo in MMA. And it's like fucking Usman just staring at the sky.
Oh, freezing.
Out cold, bro.
Good luck.
Cold as ice.
Good night, Irene.
Good night, Irene.
Now, I don't know the science of fighting at all, but...
if you get kicked in the head, it's not good.
But does the shoe size make a difference to a kick to the head?
No, because as Joe Rogan has went over many, many times...
Yes.
A real good kick to the head is with the shin.
Mm.
You know, the foot in the right place will certainly hurt, but the real damage is like shin to the head.
I just can't ever imagine being in a fight and having the hubris to lift my foot. You know? Like if you were in an actual street fight, you know, and you actually went to raise
your foot. You do realize this is like
No, I know.
The pinnacle of combat sports.
I'm talking about the barrel. I'm talking about like...
You're not going to, in a street fight, you're not going to head kick a guy?
No.
You're not going to patiently wait five rounds, you know, throw him off the scent with a jab to the face?
I dare say, no, if I'm standing...
Kick him in the head?
Fucked. Mm. Done. Sparked out. I'm away. But see, if I take it to the ground, I'm like a fucking cobra, sir.
Oh, yeah?
I wrap my legs around you. Night, night.
Do you wanna, should we roll in these mats?
Aye. Come on ahead. Patreon content.
Oh yeah, that'd be great.
We'll fuck each other.
We'll go back to back like we're fucking in a judo class. Go! And you spin around. What do you call that? Is there a name for
it? Newaza.
Newaza. Newaza, you beat me in my own house. No way, sir.
Newaza's the crack here. Oh, really?
Fuck's wrong with you? There is video of us doing jiu-jitsu.
Oh, there is, eh? You fucked me up. That's right.
Standard fight.
Took you like 12 minutes to get your hand around my head.
Oh, yeah. I needed a fucking seatbelt extension. Choke you out. Can I pull that up, actually? Hold on a second.
In that same clip, there's a guy that's like part of that gym and he's fighting you and he's going like roll you and he just goes, fuck, he's a bigot.
Dean, I think his name was. Is it there will actually be footage of us. It's so funny because I was talking to Paul McVeigh from the Grip House and he's like, oh yeah man, there's a class on at like fucking 11:30 or something, and me and you roll in, you're wearing a pair of stripy socks like a dickhead.
Bro, that's because I had a fucked up toe.
Oh, that's right, you had the old fucking jam toe, and then
that Hartley's jam toe.
Oh,
hanging off. I'm not getting to lose that thing looking back.
That was a different one. Where's the one?
Lost the toenail of them. R.I.P. Pour one out for the homies in here.
Glasgow. Did we get that on a vlog?
We did, aye.
I wish I could find
the thumbnail is literally...
What is it?
Us doing jiu-jitsu. Well, you doing jiu-jitsu. And me just sort of rolling about the spot.
Yeah, there's me.
Jits and giggles.
Just like, fuck.
Who could forget?
Like a fat bat. Jits and giggles. Like a fat cunt in your back. Yeah, it was funny because he goes, turn up at the class. And we turn up and it's like purple belts and above. And they're talking about like fucking, we're just going to do some entries into a fucking, you know, heel hook. And me and him are sitting there going, what?
Many years ago was that?
We in the wrong place? That was...
stand up was stolen my youth.
November the 1st, 2017.
5 years ago.
Going back to Glasgow this year, guys. Go on the link in the bio and the Instagram. See you in the Orm
Mooring.
Look at that young buck there.
Look at that there, sir. Maybe picture of health.
Young cub. You only look 31 there. Back when you were fucking 23, 31. So that's Paul McVeigh there. Now,
look at me, student of the game.
I'm going to try and get up to my knee.
Look at my ass there, bro.
Because I'm behind him now,
like, we both look like we're going for a gym induction too.
By the way, you couldn't get at him with anything.
No.
Wherever you put a foot or a hand, it was off. You know what I mean?
The man's got educated feet.
So I've got one leg inside.
Right, there he is. Right, there is me and you.
Oh, that's two hippos.
There he is with the arm drag. Look at the rolls of sausage in the back of my head.
How could you drag that arm? Fuck's sake, look at this.
It's like you're trying to do jiu-jitsu to a fucking...
It's like trying to pull out Arthur Stone. Come on, you bastard.
Look at the socks, bro! Look at the socks!
Bro, that was health and safety for everyone else there.
Oh, for fuck's sake. And then you're on the back.
Look at that, sir, you're all caught.
This looks like two bowling balls trying to fight. It's just like... They're just not going anywhere. There's two beef briskets. Two hippos fucking each other. Oh, yeah.
Look at that there, look.
That's the death row there. Oh, oh shit, Jesus. We're in the stand-up now. Where'd that happen? Oh, we lost it. Yeah, that face. Look at that. That's the fucking...
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's the last thing you see before the hippo pulls you under. Look at that. Yeah.
Oh, so what an angle. My fucking belly cellulite hanging out.
Oh, look at that, bro. Just catching your arm. Look at me trying to get right your neck. I literally had to just go full Khabib. I couldn't get round and lock it up. Like, There's you molesting me.
Give me an end there. Well, that's swift.
Now this is more of an issue. Rolling away a brown belt. Who's a third of my weight, but it's all good. Oh, look at that. It's so funny, like, you know, when it looks like you're doing anything productive at all on the jiu-jitsu mats.
Yeah.
He's just letting you do it.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? I think if he wanted to, he'd just jump on your head and choke you out immediately.
Yeah.
Oh, see that though? Went to grab a head. Oh, I'm tricky. He's wearing a gi though, I'm not.
I'm stone cold knee pads on you too.
Here, I'm tricky enough.
Yeah, you're like a salmon there.
I'm tricky enough for a big fat bat.
That's dangerous there.
Now then. We're in the deep waters.
Armbar.
What about this beat though? Phil McHugh made that.
Sexy.
See you by the bell. There we go.
Great times.
What's wrong with you? How long have we talked for there now?
Hour 15.
We'll call it a day. And we'll move on to the old Patreon questions after we've had a pish and 10 vapes.
Let's do it. Thank you for having me on.
No problem, man, at all.
Always a pleasure to be here.
We didn't talk about that. We had our first Lavery's back last night.
Oh, tremendous.
New setup.
The new Laird. If you haven't been, now's the time to go. With the new Laird, it's sexy. It's a great atmosphere. You know, it's fucking, we get you in, we get you out. That's it.
It's great. It's a way more comfortable way to watch stand-up. It's probably one of the best venues in Belfast now, for my money.
It is the best venue in Belfast. That's not cut me ties here.
That's not cut me ties. I don't know what that means, but yeah.
You cut the tie.
Get your scrape jackets. Yeah, get yourself to Lavery's. It's on every Wednesday, Thursday. It's fucking great. We've got some great acts coming up. I'm on tour as well. You might be joining me on a lot of tour dates.
Yes.
Kicks off in Derry on the somethingth of...
What are you doing there, Nerve Centre?
St. Colum's Hall.
Oh,
so it's a big old venue. If you're in Derry, get yourself a ticket. It'll probably be me and McCann, I dare say.
It'll be great crack.
And then we're on the fucking Cookstown, and then we're in fucking... We're in a whole bunch of places.
Yeah.
But I'm on tour. I'm also doing the SSA Arena. Get yourself a ticket for that. We're going to do some special vids. We're going to do some cool shit.
I'll be in New York too. If anyone has a bed, give me a shout.
For fucking?
Yeah. Or, you know, anything at all.
One of our main questions on Patreon, we'll keep it for this podcast. How much shagging did you do in Edinburgh?
Zero.
Right, we'll see you next week, guys. Cheers for watching. Cheers, Aaron. Cheers, Dal. See you later.
Bye, guys.
Right here.